Liz Bradley grew up in Wausau. She now works for the Center for Constitutional Rights, which provides legal representation for the inmates at Guantanamo.
There definitely have been men in Guantanamo who have been tortured.
Bradley points to one of the center's clients, a man whose case was not prosecuted because of conclusions reached by Susan Crawford, a top Bush administration official.
The interrogation techniques used on our client, Muhammad Al-Qahtani, isolation and solitary confinement and sleep deprivation and threats of violence, surmounted to torture.
The charges of widespread torture are disputed by Staff Sergeant Brian Jopek of the Army National Guard, who, like Bradley, grew up in central Wisconsin, but who now serves as a public affairs officer at Guantanamo.
None of that's been going on for the last several years. Our people are doing everything they can. They're bending over backwards. Detainees complaining about the condition of the lettuce in their salad get addressed. But their lettuce is a little too brown. That gets fixed immediately.
Jopek says if any abuses occurred at Guantanamo, it was during the early days at the facility. And he says there is little chance with a new administration that abuses will occur in the future.
You've got a new president's come in and said this is the way it's going to be. That it's going to be a whole new ballgame from this point on, at least on his watch.
That president, Barack Obama, is still wearing the military bracelet that Sergeant Jopek's ex-wife Tracy gave him last year. A bracelet belonging to their son, Ryan Jopek, who was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.